I was in one of those countries I went to, and I got a text message from one of our digital guys saying, hey, you know, hate to bother you, but can you please vote on the quarter century team? And I was pissed off. I was like, excuse me. I voted immediately. I was the first person to vote.
They lost your ballot?
Well, I kept mine anonymous because I was going to reveal it on the air if we ever wanted to break it down.
That's and why so they didn't get you.
But they know me.
So you voted twice then?
No, I only voted once.
All right, got it.
When I responded to them by saying, I already voted. I probably was the first person to vote. This is right up my alley. So I want to make that clear. We unveiled the football side of things. And look, some of the decisions were tough. Some of them were easy. Tiki Barber and Curtis Martin being the two running backs was the easiest thing possible. So congratulations,
thank you,
Tiki. Do you have a speech that you want to make?
I just would like to say I appreciate all of you WFNers, internal and external. I, however, did not vote for myself.
What?
I did not vote for
Who'd you vote for? Jacobs?
Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah. That's very humble of you.
Thank you.
But you shouldn't have done that.
He scored more touchdowns than I did.
Oh, come on, because he stole them from you. But you and Curtis, I thought, was very, very easy. The wide receivers, like, I think it's just a testament that we haven't had a lot of great New York wide receivers over the years.
You've had some seasons. You just haven't had a consistent enough wide receiver production.
Well, okay, so this is where I'm going to start an argument with you, and I guess we'll find out if Sean listens while he's on vacation. Beckham, Toomer, and Cruz, and Burris. All right, so you got four giant wide receivers. I know Plex played for the Jets, but give me a break.
Right.
I thought Jericho Cotchery was as solid as they come. He was as dependable as they come. But I guess because he doesn't have a championship or he doesn't have the flashiest moments, he wasn't really respected. But you just said consistency.
I could agree with your argument. The reason I won't argue with you is because you're right. But the challenge is the Giants just – Odell didn't win a championship, but he's probably the most iconic wide receiver in this area over the last 20 years or so. Just because of him and his antics and his – whatever that was. That was the ESPN game or Monday night game, whatever that was, that one-handed grab. Sunday night game. He just became this iconic player, and then he was breaking all kinds of records. The only issue I have with this wide receiver group –
yeah.
Is that Victor Cruz was number one. So Victor Cruz was number one. Amani was number two.
It was ranked? I didn't know it was ranked.
Yeah. Odell Beckham was number three, and Plaxico Burress was number four. All Giants, all good. Great to my former teammates. But Amani Toomer is the all-time leading receiver.
He should be number one.
100% in New York Giants history. Yeah. He has played 14 years, has two Super Bowl championships, and nobody talks about him.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell? And so it made me say to Tommy right before the show started, is Amani Toomer the most under-respected? Because I won't say disrespected because he's not disrespected. We respect him but when we talk about him, but he's under-respected player in New York sports history.
Oh, no, he's not. I'll give you someone who's more disrespected than him.
Under-respected. Not
under-respected. Yeah, I'll give you a guy right off the top.
Who?
And I'm glad he made this list. Mo Lewis. Mo Lewis spent 13 years with the Jets, made the Pro Bowl a bunch of times,
but he's only remembered. Okay, but here's where you're wrong.
Go.
Amani Toomer, truly one of, if not the greatest wide receiver in New York Giant history, never made a Pro Bowl.
Oh, so from that standpoint.
Yes, that's a good point. I'm not just talking about like locally. I'm talking about like the sport you played, people just don't respect you.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
It's got to be too. But you're right about Mo Lewis. People forget. They think he only played here for like...
Dude, he was here for 13 years.
They think he played for like 5 years here.
Yeah.
He was here for most of his career.
And, you know, we just celebrated David Wright. He's a forever Met. Mo Lewis was a forever Jet.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets kind of picked on as, oh, yeah, well, he brought the Tom Brady era here. I mean, come on. He hit a quarterback. The quarterback got hurt.
Right.
And then subsequently, yes, the backup became the greatest of all time. What are we talking about? The other one I had an issue with was, all right, so the tight ends were Jeremy Shockey and Kevin Boss. I don't know. I think Dustin Keller was better than Kevin Boss.
Mm.
I mean, what do I tell you? I think he was.
I had this debate with myself when I was voting. Shockey was easy.
Of course.
Easy tight end number one. Keller, it was Keller and Boss. And I was like, yeah, I'll do Keller. But then I couldn't justify it.
What do you mean you couldn't justify it? Because he's a Jet?
Yeah, no, just because... I couldn't think of moments that stood out.
That's the problem.
Kevin Boss at least won a championship.
That's ultimately what got Kevin Boss the victory. Yes. He was on a team that won a championship.
Yes.
But, I mean, the guy was here for 3.5 years and
then disappeared. And then left and did nothing.
Yeah. So the offensive line was great. Deal, Snee, Mangold, O'Hara, Ferguson. On defense, I got a big issue.
All right, let's hear it.
And I think Tiki's going to be offended.
Go ahead.
So Dexter Lawrence, Quinnen Williams, Justin Tuck, Michael Strahan, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Lewis, Antonio Pierce, Jonathan Vilmet, linebacker, fine.
All good.
Okay. Landon Collins, Antrell Roller, the two safeties, fine. Darrell Revis, unanimous, fine. Jason Seahorn. And I'll give you a guy. If you're like, oh, well, who? Antonio Cromartie made the Pro Bowl like three times as a Jet quarterback.
I know, but here's the thing. Jason Seahorn is legend. It's not, and it's not because he was a great superstar player. I mean, he was Pro Bowler, all those other things. One of the best cornerbacks in the league. Spectacular, memorable interceptions. He's just legend. You know what I mean? He's just.
But a lot of his legend was prior to the turn of the century.
I agree. But he's still just legend. I mean, think about it. Riley Moss, who's the starting cornerback for the Denver Broncos, is the first the first white starting cornerback since Jason Seahorn.
That's why we're putting him on the list, because he's a white guy?
No, I'm just telling you, he's legend. It's not necessarily he's the best. It's just there's a legend about him. Even if it's false, like prop, you know, whatever, propping him up.
He's propped up because he was beloved by Giant fans. Yes. That's totally fine. But if I'm being honest, on a quarter century team and I'm putting a second cornerback next to the great Darrell Revis, the answer is Antonio Cromartie. And if anybody wants to pick up kick returns, he had one of the most important kick returns in the history of the Jets. Playoff game against the Indianapolis Colts, the year where they got to the AFC Championship game and lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. His return got to, I think, the 40-45, which set up a game-winning field goal by Nick Folk, and they won the game at the Horn. And that was set up by a kick return by Antonio Cromartie.
Right. I mean, Jason didn't return kicks. He tried and tore his ACL.
That's right. We remember the negative of him doing that.
Right.
In that Jet Giant game.
But it's also part of his legend.
Yeah. So those are my issues. Tommy, you got any issues? Are you good with this whole thing?
No, I have some big issues here at Tiki.
Big issues?
Tiki's 100% right. Amani Toomer, all-time Giants leading receiver in receptions, touchdowns, yards. He's in the Ring of Honor. He should be the number one receiver on this list. I know he doesn't have the charisma of Victor Cruz, and I love Victor Cruz. I don't want to tear him down, but in many ways, he just kind of came. He was like a phoenix, and then he was gone. And I think that because of the salsa and the personality, Teak, Amani doesn't have that kind of personality. He's a lunch pail guy. He's what you think of when you think of those giant teams back then, and he just gets overlooked because of that.
He's a Michigan man. It's exactly what you think about with a blue-collar Michigan man.
Now, I voted for Beckham, but I think there is a case to be made for Hakeem Nicks because he was so great in that Super Bowl run. And Beckham doesn't have a ring, but it's hard to ignore what Odell was as a superstar and how he was when he first bursted onto the scene. That's number one. Number two, Evan is 100% right. Jason Seahorn, his best years with the Giants were before 2000. I voted for Sauce. To me, already Sauce.
I can't do that yet.
But Evan, even in
he's not better than Cromartie yet.
In his first couple years, you don't think Sauce Gardner was better than anything Antonio Cromartie ever did here?
He's got two All Pros, two Pro Bowls, two All Pros.
Yeah, I
in
think
three
the,
years.
I think my issue is I don't love handing that out that quickly. Mm. Like I think eventually, yes, you're looking at Darrell Revis and Sauce Gardner. Maybe someday Sauce passes Darrell, though. That's asking too much. I just think based on a career that's over and fully accomplished, Cromartie did a lot for a team that got to the AFC Championship game, like I mentioned, and made the Pro Bowl multiple times. So if your argument to me is, hey, pound for pound, who's better? I think you're right. I think it's a great point. But I guess to me, I like the clarity of what that guy was and what that guy contributed, especially to winning, which Cromartie was able to do. So for now, we do this vote in 5 more years, a little different. But for now, yeah, I would give the edge to Crum.
And there's two other guys, by the way, Dexter Lawrence, who you mentioned, and Quinnen Williams, who are still active.
They've done enough, though.
Exactly.
I think they've been around enough, yes.
Now, I have some inside information here about some of the votes. Now, we have the results, but I have some inside information I think is pretty spicy about the votes.
Interesting.
I have already launched an internal investigation about this. I was made aware. Now, Tiki said he didn't vote for himself. There are four people that work here that did not vote for Tiki Barber. I want them outed.
Really?
I want them to be publicly shamed.
Well,
and
I'm one. So I'm one of them.
So that's five. There's five total, but obviously we know Teak's one. Four of you out there. Now, we could speculate. I'll throw a name out there. BT. I'm sure he'd invite, you know, big Jet guy.
Come on.
He could publicly say Tiki's my guy. He's a huge Jet fan. He probably voted for a Bilal Powell or Sean Green or somebody like that. LT, the other
Thomas,
LT, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, exactly. Got his Virginia guys messed up.
Right, TJ there. So I'm going to say him. I don't know. Whose side is Evan on here? Big Jet fan. You know what I mean? I think we got to out all the Jet fans here. Publicly shame him.
I can tell you I voted for Tiki Barber. Tiki and Curtis. I can confirm that.
Thank you. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate it.
But I got an idea on who voted against him. I mean, technically, the guy works here, and God knows he wants to work here again. I bet you Craig Carton voted against him. He was the one who said, get rid of him.
Hold on. So if five voted against me, that means that Moore had to have voted against Curtis.
Correct. Right, exactly, because Tiki's running back one, so Tiki had more votes than Curtis Martin.
Voted against Curtis? That dude's a Hall of Famer. He rushed for 1,000 yards every freaking year of his career.
The Tiki and Curtis, like, there's a few of these that should have been unanimous, and if it wasn't unanimous, you were being a jerk. And I think according to our records here at the WFAN Quarter Century team, Darrell Revis and Jeremy Shockey were unanimous?
That's
were they
correct.
The only two guys that were unanimous?
Eli, according to the post I saw on social media from WFAN,
was not.
Was one vote short of
Well, let's out that person. I know who it was.
Who?
Tiki Barber.
It was not me.
You're Kerry Collins. You're loyal to us.
I'm loyal to Elisha.
Even more so than Kerry Collins?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, did I vote for Kerry Collins?
Yeah. I told you. You did.
Now I don't remember.
Your secret is safer with us, Tiki. We won't tell anybody. Just say it on the air. We won't pass it along.
This is Tiki Barber. I might have voted for Kerry Collins.
Of course you did. And by the way, this should not even be a controversy, though some people will make it one. The guy was the quarterback of a team that you played on that got to a Super Bowl.
For some reason, I thought I voted for Eli. Though.
You didn't vote for Eli. You voted for Kerry Collins, and that's okay.
Oh,
I'm right, aren't I?
You probably are. Now I got to go back and check.
Because when I saw that he was one vote short, I was like, who didn't vote for Eli? Like, you think me and BT voted for Mark Sanchez? Like, what do you really think happened?
Right.
And I said, if there's anybody who works here who's got valid reason to vote, not against Eli, but to vote for somebody else, it would be you voting for Kerry, considering you swear by him as a teammate.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He quarterbacked a team that you were on that went to the Super Bowl. I mean, of course.
I think you're right. I don't remember now, but I think you're right.
Yeah, right. I'm right. I know I'm right.
Right.
The rest of it, though, I thought they did a pretty good job. I guess we'll reveal the hockey, the basketball, and the baseball as the days go on. So just make sure you're checking out the WFAN social media feed at WFAN660. Is that our social media handle? At WFAN660?
That is correct.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And yes, we may discuss it
Even
on the
if
air.
If it's not right, you'll get it. It'll get close enough. You'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. I'm very interested in some of the other stuff. Like, the basketball stuff is fascinating. The baseball stuff, building a rotation.